Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Eva Rosenberg back on the show. Eva is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the tax mama. She is one of the people we turn to when we want to know what we should be doing, how we should be thinking about tax planning and tax paying and tax return remitting. And she is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. Website is taxmama.com. She's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, and happy almost tax deadline.
Yeah, thank you. We love hearing that, Eva. That's such a warm, cuddly thought for us. So there is a deadline coming up, isn't there? Tell us about it.
September 15th, and this year it's on a Monday, so we don't get any extra days.
Yeah.
And we have to finish filing all of our corporate.
This is the end of the extension, right?
This is the end of the corporate extension.
This is where you extended in on March 15th.
Or if you had a partnership on April 15th.
But now the chickens are about to come home to roost, aren't they?
It's over. And, you know, yesterday I had a call with one of my clients, and she's going through a lot of medical problems, and her daughter is going through a lot of endless medical problems, and she's sitting there in tears saying, I have to finish this and get this out to you in the mail today, because we're going to find out about her biopsy tomorrow, and I don't want to deal with this.
Oh, no.
And I told her, well, you know, and this applies to everybody, folks, we're 10 days or 12 days away from a deadline right now, and if you can't get all the minutiae done, come up with really decent estimates. You have 3 years to amend, but get it done so you don't have the late filing penalties and things.
Which is expensive. How much
Which
is it?
Which gets to be expensive, yeah.
What could it be? How bad could the late filing fee be?
Well, if there's a balance due, it can be as much as 25% of any balance due. But if you're an S corporation and you have K-1s, or you're a partnership and you have K-1s, it's something like $195 per partner per month up to 12 months.
Yeah.
So it can be a very large penalty even for entities that don't pay taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no
fudging on this deadline, September 15th. There's no fudging on the October 15th for personal.
And a lot of people may not be aware of it, but about 3 years ago, IRS changed the partnership deadline and trust deadline to September 15th as well.
They moved it up 30 days, didn't they?
They did, and it made a lot of sense, and it was about time, because what's the point of having the deadline be October 15th and tax offices issuing all those K-1s on October 15th, and then it's too late for people to file their tax returns?
Right, right.
So
well,
it's about time they did that.
And folks, your taxes are due in March or April 15th, so you get an extension. This is a generous extension. This is easy. It's easier than falling off a log to get the extension these days. So if you still aren't ready at the end of the extension period, then, you know, a pox on you. It's on you.
Yeah, it's like, why are you in business at all if you can't get your books done in 9 months?
Nobody hates tax filing more than me. but you know, you just got to get it done. And I'll tell you something, and I've said this before, Eva. One of the red letter days in my business was when I got to the point where I could afford to have somebody else do my taxes.
It wasn't that great.
Because I don't deal with it anymore. I just give them the records, and I check it to make sure that the records are, you know, that my records were applied properly, and then I file it, and I write those people a check, and it's the best money I spend all year long.
You know, I know that you have had programs where you have talked to people about relinquishing the duties that you hate to do.
Yeah.
It saves you so much time and money.
But what about the worry and the anguish? And what? Think about the brain power you could be applying to something else that you're not worried about. When I hear about a small business owner doing their own taxes, I just say, my gosh, why?
Well, you know, it's funny. A long time ago, Isaac Asimov, remember him?
Yeah, of course.
He wrote a regular column in the magazine, mm-hmm. Fantasy and Science Fiction, and one year he wrote it about taxes. Mm-hmm. And this very modest fellow says, you know, I am at least as smart as my accountant. But if I were to spend my energies working on my taxes and learning everything I need to know, the world would be deprived of so many of my books.
Of my genius, exactly. That's exactly how I feel, Eva. I know you do too. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen, taxmama.com. She and I will be right back after these messages. More to come. Stay with us.
It seems so good to see you back again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.